This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
So let's just.
Okay, so is this a speaker?
Well, no, it's a microphone.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Microphones are the one you talk into. Speakers, the one you hear from.
Right.
Okay, I'm back in. Did you see that Dallin H. Oakes post?
The Dallin H. Oakes post.
Yeah, Dallin H. Oakes took to Facebook today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. What was it about? I don't remember. I saw it.
No, he didn't. No, you didn't.
No, I did see it. I did see it.
The War on Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't read. I don't think I clicked
okay,
on it.
Okay, you should have clicked on it.
Okay.
Because it was amazing. I was thinking, man, a mouthpiece of the Lord has the medium of Facebook.
Yeah.
Just, this is better than General Conference. This could go viral. God has this to say, people, and it goes viral. Best missionary tool ever. So he's like, yeah, go to Facebook. And he pulls it up, and this is, I'll just read it. Verbatim. Unbelievable. I wish we really needed Bob.
Yeah. To do the voice.
To do the voice. So he says, this is 10 hours ago. So he's an early riser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least his Facebook account.
No. That's just when he does his morning movement, because that's when he does his Facebook.
Oh, right. He's Facebooking from the Lord on the pot.
Yeah.
Right. I like it.
So he says, now I'm going to do Bob doing Oaks.
Okay, good.
Yeah. A few years ago, I analyzed the Christmas cards I received at my office and home. There were many, so this was not a small sample. Significantly, my sample was biased towards religion. My bias was I can't read. I need my glasses, my Oaks glasses. A few years ago, I analyzed the Christmas cards I received at my office and home. There were so many, so this was not a small sample.
Right.
Such an important
He's
guy.
So humble. I got a lot of Christmas cards, just so you know. You might think that as an apostle, I don't get very many, but I get a lot. Like the Donald Trump of Christmas cards.
Significantly, my sample was biased towards religious images and words by the fact that most of the cards were sent by fellow leaders of members of my faith. I sorted the cards I received into three groups. I mean, did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really? Took all your cards and thought, there's a pattern here. He's like a beautiful mind and sees patterns. I must create a pattern. It's just such a weird, bizarre thing to do.
Well, and it's so Dallin H. Oakes to be, I did it into three different things.
Why not four?
Yeah.
You don't have a fourth category?
Well, and don't ever tell me these guys don't have time for important things. Okay. If this jackoff is sorting his Christmas cards based on their Christmassiness in his free time, you know.
Right. Maybe he needs more work is
yeah,
what you're saying.
Maybe there's a few other things he could take care
no,
of.
No, this is what they need
on behalf of the Master of the Universe.
Master of the Universe.
Yeah.
That's He-Man.
Or Elohim.
Oh yeah. That's the other one. The original He-Man.
The original, yeah. The OG. Okay.
Only 24% of the cards I received were of this traditional character. You know, like marriage. man-woman marriage.
Preserving the sanctity of traditional Christmas cards.
In the second group were those cards whose pictures and visuals were not at all religious, but they did have the words, quote, Merry Christmas, end quote. To identify the religious origin of the holiday.
Right. Because the religious origin of the holiday is Merry Christmas. And Christmas cards have always been a thing. And there was no holiday around that time prior to Christmas. It's just, Christmas popped into being and everyone started celebrating.
Well.
Around the winter solstice, also around the end of harvest time, but.
Right. Well, I figure in his world, Christ was popped out in like 365 days later on December 24th. People started like hanging a tree.
Yeah.
Ever since that.
Probably what happened.
Before that, no one had any religious holidays around this time.
Well, we know that they gave each other those three gifts. So you can only assume that the next year, Mary and Joseph had to give some back because now they were on their list. And then that's just what's, you know, it snowballed from there.
Right, right. But it's so disingenuous. It's like, who's he speaking to? Like morons.
Right.
I mean, no people, if I say this is the origin of this holiday, there are people out there that will believe this.
Right. And it is patently wrong.
Right. And he knows. He knows better than that. He understands where it came from. And 47%. And by the way, Dallin, DHO, as I like to call you, he wasn't born on Christmas. Your religion recognizes it on April 6th.
Right.
So don't get all bent out of shape here, buddy.
Yeah.
In the third group, comprising 29% of the cards I received, there was no mention of Christ or Christmas, and no religious visuals at all. These cards had words like season's greetings, happy holidays, peace in the new year, or peace and beauty of the season. A few were so daring as to refer to, what a jerk, man.
Daring.
They were so daring.
How dare they infiltrate my mailbox with their non-explicit Christian messages.
Well, no, I think he's being, like, sarcastic. Like, a few were so daring as to refer to peace on earth or faith, hope, and love, but none had any picture suggestive of religion. For Latter-day Saints, Christmas should be a time to celebrate the birth of the Son of God and also to remember his teachings. In reality, his life has had greater impact on every part of the world and its history than any life ever lived. His gifts to us are the greatest gifts ever given. The assurance of the immortality and the opportunity for eternal life, those are the gifts we should celebrate at this and every Christmas.
Right. So, which is why they encourage their members to flock to LDS church buildings every Christmas Eve and Christmas, regardless of whether or not it's on Sunday, to have a religious service. That's what they're encouraging,
right.
I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Mormons don't do Christmas very well.
They don't do any holidays very well.
Every year, sometime around the 23rd or the 24th or 25th, people will comment how it was Joseph Smith's birthday, December 23rd.
Right.
You know, or you'll have Christmas lessons or a number of Christmas sacrament meetings that will be a regular sacrament meeting. There will be talks on missionary work, service.
Joseph Smith.
And then there will be certainly a mention of Christmas or the nativity, but that's so passé. That's just so Protestant.
Right.
You know, we're beyond the birth of the Savior, right?
Yeah, it really does seem like they sort of eschew those kind of, religious holiday celebrations or even doing anything differently for the most part.
I mean, yeah.
I've been to many Christmas sacrament meetings that could have, you know, almost been another week and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah. So that's Dallin. War on Christmas. That's what the Lord has to say. As you see, though, there were fantastic comments on the Dallin H. Oaks page from what I can only assume were some, some of us, some of our people.
Okay.
But
no, I didn't see that.
It really seemed like there were some members kind of jumping up and saying, whoa. I buy ecumenical cards
right.
Because I have Jewish friends.
Because I'm not an asshole. Right? Yeah, is what they're really right. trying to say.
No, that's what they said. They said, there's a real reason why you do this. And it's actually an inclusive thing. And I don't use Christmas or my Christmas cards as a chance to preach my faith or
no, and that's not
proselyte.
It's not interesting at all.
Right.
Either. Like, I don't want to get 50 cards from people that have a picture of Jesus on the front and a scripture. Right?
Right.
Like, that's not interesting. It's a greeting. It's a tradition, you know, traditional thing at that time of year to send people your love and your memories and that sort of a thing. And to display them in your home.
So there were comments. So I did actually comment. I got mine deleted.
Oh, he can delete the comments off of his page?
Well, somebody can. I mean, I'm sure he's not there. Right. I'm sure he's not having his, like, midday poop and is like, that was mean. Delete.
Like.
But yeah, so I posted on there. I said, to those To those that sent the less than ideal card, you should neither give apologies
nor seek them. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It got deleted. But I think some of my buddies went back in there
and beefed it up
and posted it again. So
that's great.
Here's a couple comments on there, and some of these I know are from our people, but it says, next Elder Oaks will be sorting through the gifts and talking about the evils of regifting and how cash always beats a gift certificate.
That's good stuff. That, you know, that's actually a good point, because the wise men brought gold, which is like a $20 bill. Right. You know? So right. they didn't bring them a receipt to, you know, the camel person's
saddle shop.
Yeah, the saddle shop. No. They brought cold hard cash.
Yeah. And even like myrrh and incense was also right?
Yeah.
Like
it's fungible. Yeah. I don't think we're paying enough close enough attention to the gifts.
Mm. That's a great point. Then to someone else, joyous Yule, Elder Oaks. It's a great opening. Most historians believe Jesus was born in spring, when sheep were giving birth and shepherds had to watch their flock throughout the night to help with the lambs. Artificially placing Christmas, the Catholic Mass of Christ, at this time of year allowed pagans to keep their solstice traditions when they were forcibly converted to Christianity. The conversion by the sword to any religion isn't what I want to celebrate this time of year.
That's a great one. Oh, that's really good.
No, that is one of our people. And I'm only not saying their names because, well, I guess I can't say their names.
It's on the internet.
But it's on a public page.
Yeah, sure.
So can we give names of
comments? Yeah.
All right, so the first one on the Elder Oaks will be sorting through gifts and commenting on the how cash is superior. That's Kyle Peterson. The joyous Yule is Alyssa Bolander.
Oh, that's great.
Good job. Alyssa kicked ass. Chris Shirt says, you forgot the fourth group, those who were thoughtful enough to at least send you a card. This would have 100% of the cards you received. Because why should someone have to worry about their cards being analyzed and broken down into pointless groups anyways?
So we need to put out a challenge to all of our listeners. All of these Facebook pages that are controlled by general authorities, we need to have a contest to see who control them the best.
The best.
Yeah, because you can't just make a negative comment and then get deleted. And they're not going to engage with you. So we've got to be able to skirt that line of satire and parody, in mocking their posts
and in ways, defending the faith.
Right. And defending the faith in a way that they're not going to delete it, but in a way which is assigned to those who are in the know.
Absolutely.
I want to see those posts.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And send those to Infants on Throne.
Right. Screenshot it.
Here's Ty Lindell. That sounds familiar. Your offering is not good enough, said God to Cain. And Dallin Oaks to people who are thoughtful enough to send a card.
Nice one, Ty.
Up, Ty. I guess I'll be taking Elder Oaks off my Festivus card list this year. That's Tom Grover, brother of comedian Mike Grover.
Oh.
At Sunstone, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, well done. And then Tom jumped on and posted, I commented in a group that I had gotten it deleted, and Tom said, those who send the less than ideal card should neither give apologies nor seek them. No HTML, but whatevs. All right. So what I decided is we still got at least a week before Christmas.
Right.
So everyone out there.
Oh, this is a great idea.
Should just be nice to each other. What do you mean?
Oh, I was going to say that you were going to say everyone out there should write Dallin H. Oaks the Christmas card that he really deserves.
Get out of my head, Scott. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes. Idea. So anyone out there who wants to send him.
He gets a lot of Christmas cards already, but by the time you sort them into three different groups, you know, that cuts them down substantially. So don't feel bad. Send him cards.
Send him cards and send him him the message he needs to hear at this time of year. Right, or we could do a movie on it. I don't know.
Come on, everyone.
And then these are oaks.
String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone. Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
Oh, a Donner Bomb!
Yes, a Donner Bomb.
God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, because it's Christmas time in hell.
Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan.
Michael Landon's hair looks swell. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head, just watch his weenie grow.
For one day we all stop burning, and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for old Saint Nick. So string up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity, but for just one day, all is well. It's Christmas time in hell.
Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time. Christmas time.
Christmas time.
It's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, Movie House!
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.